Hello, travel biz owner. Welcome to my corner of the travel industry, the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're ready to have fun, be inspired, get clarity, and take action in your travel business, then you're in the right place. Let's jump in. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Super nice to have you here today. The topic of today's podcast is something that I've been hearing a lot of people have been having some problems with, which is how to stay consistent with that content creation. And so I wanted to give some of my kind of like best insider insights into doing content creation, because I do content creation every single week. Sometimes I do it a little bit differently, but I'm going to give you the insights, and I'm going to break down the insights based on like mindset, starting small, and then using hacks. Those are kind of like the three big segments that I kind of want to delve in deeper with content creation. But speaking of content creation, I've been teasing a little bit that I am working on creating a blog for this podcast, and I have been documenting this journey on a private podcast feed, which is still not yet live. I know some of you are on the wait list for that. If you would like to get onto the wait list as I'm building this blog, I'll be building this blog and then a consumer travel blog as well. Reach out to me via email, rita@stereomarketing.com. I have decided to give this private podcast free to those in marketing business school. So it's just another bonus for being involved in marketing business school. So if you haven't already joined us, join us just for the amazing community of amazing travel advisors that are here, but then also join us for some of these like surprise bonuses that I like to give out as a thank you for being in my marketing business school community. All right, now let's get into it. So mindset. And I hope that you're not like, oh my God, somebody else is going to be talking about mindset. I know we like to talk a lot about mindset, but I think it's really important as a travel business owner, and frankly, as any business owner, that you have to flex this muscle of, I would almost say, like positive mindset, because I know myself, and I know many others, like there's a lot of stories that we were told younger, even a couple years ago, that aren't necessarily true. Or if they are true, like why do they have to be true? Why does this have to be the only way? Like you can break different stigmas, and you can break old rules and traditions of how things have traditionally like run in the past and all that. And I think one of those is that you have to do content creation. And I will also say, I feel, it is my own personal opinion, that if you are doing networking or more of networking or more of meeting people, either in networking groups, either in affinity type groups where you have some sort of thing that you're passionate about, or if you're doing like virtual types of events or attending virtual types of events, it is my own opinion that you can do less content creation the more that you are meeting people in real life or in virtual life. Like the more that you're creating meaningful relationships, is it still important to do content creation? I would say yes. I think it's a little bit less important to do content creation when you're meeting people, because that built-in relationship that you have for meeting somebody in real life, I feel it's the fast pass for relationship building is being like meeting somebody, talking about what they do, talking about what you do. It's going to get like a faster trust build than like doing like 5 social media posts or whatever it might be. I also want to let you know to like really lean in, like when we're thinking about mindset and setting the foundation for content creation, you have to lean in on your strengths, and your strengths you have to pick one strength in one area of the macro content that I like to talk about. And that's YouTube videos, that's blog posts, and that's podcast episodes. So pick one format. Do you like talking to yourself and recording the audio? Is it easy for you to do that? It's easy for me to do that because I don't have to put makeup on. I don't have to do my hair. I can do this late at night. It's not like a live that I have to be up for a certain time for. So it's super easy for me to do content creation in doing podcast episodes, whether that's solo episodes like this one or guest interviews. Now, I know for some people, it is super hard to talk to yourself. And I will say, if you have listened in on the first couple of episodes of the Strategic Travel Entrepreneur podcast, that is a muscle that I had to flex myself. I definitely started with doing a lot of interviews to be able to find my voice and to be able to figure out what I wanted to talk about and what I was really great at talking to you about. And so that takes time. Like with anything else, it takes time. I love using the analogy, like a brain surgeon didn't just become a brain surgeon overnight. They've taken like decades, and they will continue to do decades of research to improve the different habits and tools and techniques that they utilize in that surgery room, in that operating room. So, just like anything else, we have to practice. Like, put one pedal on the bike, then put the other one. Keep your training wheels on and go until like you feel confident that you can ride without the training wheels. And so pick one. Are you good at writing? Then you should definitely be blogging, and you should be blogging with the SEO stuff capabilities in the back of your head. Do you like interacting? Do you like creating videos? Like, this is both a combination of speaking like I'm doing here on the podcast, but also recording yourself. Is that easier for you to do, is to record a video? Then definitely you need to be on YouTube. And do you understand how the YouTube algorithm and all that works? Then you want to be on YouTube. So pick your poison, choose what's going to be a little bit easier for you so that you'll actually do it and you'll actually want to do it and be excited for it. Not only picking what is going to be the easiest thing for you, but you also have to start thinking with the end in mind. What is this going to get you? So when I think of doing this podcast, this helps build my authority within the travel industry. Many of you, and I humbly say this, many of you see me as a leader within this space to help build your travel business. So you need to be similar for your clients. And that is like that authority, having the authority, and like people's looking at you in a certain way really builds that, again, that KLT, that know, like, trust factor for people that want to do business with you. You have to generate that rapport. And that's why it's also important to be consistent, because you can't just like be like, I'm here. Oops, I fell off the wagon 5 weeks. Okay, I'm here again. Oops, I fell off the wagon another 3 weeks. And so and that's why I say, like, lean into like what you're really good at, because it's going to make you excited about doing content creation. You also have to realize that the reason that you're doing content creation is bigger than just creating a piece of content. People can't know what you do unless you put it out into the world. People can't know like what commonalities you have unless you put it out into the world. So yes, there is a sense of vulnerability in terms of content creation, but that's a necessary thing that needs to happen so that people can relate to you and be like, oh my gosh, they also had a puppy when they were 5 years old, or whatever it might be, because it doesn't necessarily have to be travel related either. There's so many different facets to us as human beings. And so those are the things to kind of like think about, like what's going to be easiest for you. Do you want to be doing, there's a purpose for you to be doing this, is to build that authority, to be building on more sales. And that's why I say like the three types of macro content that you should be focusing on is podcasting, blogging, and YouTube videos, because there is super amazing search engine optimization with those three modes. And then from those three modes, go ahead and work on smaller emails, smaller social media posts, or whatever it might be. But you need to start with those three in mind, because we also want to work smarter and more strategically. And part of being found online organically is from that search engine optimization. And so, yes, those are the top three things that I recommend for you. So aside from mindset, also starting small. And I know we want to do all the things and be on all the platforms. And I really think that you need to master one or two of these to begin with, and then go on to the next one. Because you see, like, I feel like I'm a great poster child for this. I did not have a blog for the podcast for the longest time. And it's only so I started the podcast back in 2021. It is now 2024. I don't think that I would have been as committed to both things had I not like really had my groove for podcasting underway. I think that's what makes this like super easy, is like podcasting right now is second nature to me. I love doing it. I love showing up here every week for you. And I think like also having this form of macro content makes it easier for me to repurpose into another modality, which is that blogging. Do I have YouTube videos on the horizon? I certainly do. But I also know that I only have capacity for certain things. I am still a solopreneur myself. And so I know I can do podcasting, no problem. The next formulation, kind of like the next step up, is being consistent at blogging and putting out a blog post for every single episode that I put out. Now, it's going to take me a little bit of time because I have 140 something-ish episodes at this point that need to go on that blog. So, but that is a muscle that I'm currently working on flexing, is that blogging muscle. And so start off small. Something else that I start off small and kind of like thinking about repurposing your content. For every podcast that I have, I make 5 social media assets. And this is directly from Adam Shibley of Podcasting Business School. So you don't see me like really on the Take the Helm VBS Instagram or Facebook accounts. You don't really see me in the LinkedIn accounts. You don't really see me doing like just whatever social media. Really, I'm repurposing podcast content into social media posts. And that's the easiest way for me to show up on social media. Instead of starting from scratch, I'm using my AI tool, Cast Magic, to repurpose content using an AI tool from my podcast, aka from like my own original words that I put into this podcast. And it's creating carousels, it's creating quotes, it's creating like the reels that you sometimes see that I do. And that's the easiest way for me to show up in that respect also. So, and I like staying semi-active on social media, so that if you do hear me here and you want to learn a little bit more about what I do, who I am, you can pop into social media. Now, I haven't been as active in stories as I usually am. And that's really because my head has been down. And that's why I say you have to do like what's most sustainable to you and be consistent in that, because life is going to be unpredictable at times. And then also there's going to be times where like you are unpredictable, like where you are so flooded working on trips or working on whatever special project that you can't do all the things. So what are the minimum things that you can do to stay consistent? So maybe it is, and this is also why I like doing Facebook, Instagram, because there's Meta Business Suite. Meta Business Suite will post on both platforms. I've been doing this for a couple years now. There's no problem. Like this is, it's a science now. It's like a well-oiled machine on the back end. What have I added recently is posting those same posts that I have on Facebook and Instagram and posting them more on LinkedIn because I'm trying to dive into doing a little bit more LinkedIn again and connecting with people that way. And I would like more people to be able to discover the podcast that way. So again, like I didn't say I need to post everywhere and be everywhere all the time. It is really chunking up that to like, what's the easiest thing for me to do right now? What do I love doing right now? And then how can I build on that? So don't think that you have to do all the things all the time. So starting small, one thing at a time, and then also picking how often that you're doing that. So very often I am doing like once a week. Maybe you have to start out with once a month or two times a month or anything like that. And then build up that muscle, build up that strength to be like, okay, I think I can, like, I've been doing this for a year now or for 6 months now. I think I can go ahead and start doing this a little bit more frequently. Now the hacks, which I'm sure you are all anxious to be hearing about the hacks. So the other form of weekly content that I put out there is weekly emails. So if you're on my email list, you get a quick little check-in for me every single Friday as well as these podcast episodes. And how I'm able to do that is through my hack of email marketing membership. So I know you've heard me talk about this quite frequently also because it is a membership that I'm a part of. It is super low cost. It is only $9 a month, ladies, gentlemen, and all sorts of different folks listening. $9 a month, you get a template every single week for an email to send whoever is on your email list. If it is hard for you to write, if it's hard for you to think of what to send to your travel clients every single week, you should really consider, it's really a no-brainer at $9 a month, consider investing in email marketing membership. You get templates. On top of the templates, she'll also do like a video tutorial, a video walkthrough. She also does some examples. And so she'll use the template and she'll use it with different examples of two different types of business owners. She has used travel advisors as an example before. Sometimes it's bloggers, sometimes it's online business owners, sometimes it's restaurants. So it always varies, but I can always get like juicy tidbits from whatever the template is. So if emails have been on your list to do, like my hack for that is joining email marketing membership, which I do have an affiliate link. So I would appreciate if you do join it, use my affiliate link. It doesn't cost anything extra to you. And it's just a thank you to me for referring you to this amazing resource to really help you save time in writing your emails, which every single week it does. Thank you, Liz Wilcox, for that. Another hack within the travel industry is Travel Agent Collective. If social media has you stumped and you are not sure what to do, I know that there's a couple different programs that give you like social media posts to put on your social media. I would say, and I haven't seen all of them, but I will kind of like air that my favorite might be Nikita France's Travel Agent Collective. And that's because of how customizable she makes these posts and these social media post templates. And I say customizable because it's kind of like it's similar to Liz Wilcox email marketing membership. It's definitely more than that membership though, so there is a higher cost for this. And that's because not only is she giving kind of like the copy and you just kind of like fill in the blank during the copy, but she's also always grabbing like video content for you and she's in destination and photo content for you. So I will say what I've seen a lot of is like sun and fun destinations. I'm pretty sure because she also travels to Europe a lot. She's got some of that. So that's just something that I would say, like figure out like is her writing style the way that you would write something? Can you tweak it just a little bit? But if you are looking for something to save you time, I think she's got her posts and the way that she does things down to a science where it can take you like 5 minutes to put up a social media post or at least schedule it. So that is another hack that you can look into, Travel Agent Collective. Another hack, if you are traveling, and this can be through a fam, this can be not through a fam, But if you're traveling, you have access to the most amazing and brilliant content. You just have to start training your mind to think of that content. So when you are on a trip, yes, there's certain things that you're looking for clients and to be aware of for clients, but I need you to also be aware of the types of content that you can make on these unique trips and fam trips that you are going on. So what are the unique stories that you can pinpoint? What, and pinpoint meaning like, can you turn this into a blog post, a podcast episode, or a YouTube video? Can you film X, Y, Z to do something? And when I say like creating content, this is grabbing photos. There are so many amazing like tools that the modern cell phone, the modern mobile phone now has to make you look like a professional photographer, even if you might not be a professional photographer. And there are also things that you need to be, have your eye open to, like stories that you need to be telling. And so it's not that you are, and I say river cruise because I'm heading on a river cruise to help travel advisors learn some of these content creation tips while they're in destination, but I'm specifically going on a Tulip Time cruise. And so on that Tulip Time cruise, I'm obviously going to be talking about tulips and flowers and Kuchenhof and the gardens and the process of all that and best places to see them. I'm also going to be talking about the river cruise experience. I'm also going to be talking about like how easy it is to be getting on a river ship. So once you really start thinking, especially when you're in destination, there's so many stories to be told and you are the exact right person to be telling it. This is like, if you're always thinking like, oh my gosh, all these influencers have amazing content. Like this is why, because they're bringing these stories out. They're highlighting these stories that travelers want to know and hear about and get the insider information and insider tips. So you kind of have to put that at the forefront as well. And also thinking, if you can take loads and loads of photos and repurpose the photos, repurpose the stories and videos, you can have content for years to come. Like it just doesn't have to be like this one trip, this one post. There is so much intellectual property that you can get on a trip or a fam trip that you can reutilize again and again and again. Like keep your notes app handy so that you can start writing these things. If you see a story happening in front of you, start filming the different things and start like writing down notes so you can either do voiceover or you can go live or whatever it might be. But that, like, I feel like fam trips are really like the underused way that you can create content super easily for your audience and for your business. Another hack is using, I'm tossing my hair here. I created a Plan Your Year workbook. And so all of you that have joined me last year for the Plan Your Year session got access to the digital version. Some people bought it off of Amazon because you can purchase this off of Amazon. And if you're uncertain of the content that you can create or that you should be creating on a consistent basis, this workbook really walks you through the steps of getting content on a calendar. And it walks you through the steps of reverse engineering your business. So how much money do you need to make? Once you figured out how much money you need to make, what products are going to get you to that income goal? Once you know the products that you need to sell, what kinds of content that can you create and can you use in your marketing to sell those products to get you to your income goal? So you're really reverse engineering everything with this Plan Your Year workbook. And there are sheets that you can write in this workbook. There's also like quarterly content calendars that you can utilize to put all of your ideas into. So if you're like, okay, this idea, that idea, and I walk you through some exercises also to really do brain dumps so that you can really finalize that content calendar. So if you're like, I don't know what to talk about or write this week, you can refer back to that content calendar that you have in your Plan Your Year workbook to figure out what you're going to be writing. And I know some people have even like batched content based on what they've written in their workbook. So kudos to you also, because that is another hack. I kind of like jumped the gun on that one, but it was perfect timing that you can like set aside. Timing is everything when it comes to content creation. So are you setting a day every week to make content? Are you just batching maybe your quarter's worth of content? Maybe there is one day a month that you're creating all of your content. Like I will be batching before I leave for Amsterdam in a couple weeks. I'll be batching the next 4 weeks of podcast episodes so I don't have to worry about content creation while I'm away. And so that is something else that can help keep you consistent and keep you doing the content creation is by setting aside time and not kind of doing it willy-nilly or whenever you get inspired to. And then, oh, I was like, what is this note that I wrote here for me? The other hack that I have for you really is to use a project management tool. This kind of like falls in line with using a content calendar, but if you're using a project management tool, you are keeping things nice and organized, because I think that's where the lack of consistency kind of comes from, is that you have so many ideas and you haven't organized it anywhere, or you have so many ideas and you haven't put deadlines to it. You haven't maybe fleshed out an outline or anything to it, and you haven't like gotten all the creative or whatever that you might need in order to make this happen. So by using a project management tool, it kind of like holds you a little bit accountable to what you said you were going to do. It can also send you reminders for when you need to be doing it. And also you can, maybe you're not using a notes app. Maybe you're using a content bank that you've created in this project management tool to house things. In your project management tool, you can also add ideas that you've already like created content for. So if you have a YouTube on hotels in Amsterdam, maybe you can reference something from that YouTube to like create like some sort of internal link, a backlink, or maybe you can create a blog post based on that, or you can create a whole different video based on that, but maybe it's like my top 10 favorite hotels in Europe, and repurpose the content that way, because there are so many different ways to play into it. It can be like the top 5 things that I do in Amsterdam, top 10 things that I've done in Eastern Europe, top 10 things I've done on a river cruise. There's just so many, like, and it doesn't have to be that you're straight copying something or straight taking one article and using it for another article, but what aspects of certain articles or certain podcasts or certain YouTube videos can you repurpose in a different way? Those are kind of my biggest hacks for getting consistent with your content creation. So we've talked about mindset, we've talked about starting small, and then we've talked a bunch about all the different hacks that I've used or that I know other people also use. Let me know, do you have any hacks that you use to keep yourself accountable and yourself active with content creation? Let's share the wealth, because sharing the wealth means that we are uplifting this travel industry, which is a huge mission of mine. So thank you so much for tuning in on this podcast. I hope it was super helpful for you, and I will see you next week. Bye. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Remember to check out the show notes for all relevant links and resources from today's show. See you next time.